You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. According to its website, the Oakland County Business Roundtable began in 1993 as a space for business leaders to engage with county leaders on issues that will enable them to prosper. For next month's lunch meeting of the roundtable, County Exec Al Brooks-Patterson has invited writer James Simpson to be the keynote speaker. Simpson is deeply opposed to efforts to resettle Syrian refugees in the United States, as evidenced from this 2015 speech.
This is about flooding our country with people who do not share our values, they do not share our beliefs, and as this happens more and more, our culture, our society, is becoming diluted more and more to the point where it won't be distinguishable from any other country in the world.
Mark Potok is with us now. Mark is with the Southern Poverty Law Center, and he's a leading expert on the world of extremism. Great to have you with us, Mark.
A pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Tell us more about who James Simpson is and his message.
Well, I think people get a clue from him talking about, in the clip you just played, our culture being diluted. I think it's pretty easy to see that what he is talking about is white Christian culture. You know, Jim Simpson is an extremist on the right. He is a guy who has alleged, among other things, that the left, the so-called progressive left, is in a massively complicated conspiracy with all kinds of others, people like George Soros, the Communist Party, major unions, Muslim terrorists, Catholic liberal groups, foreign intelligence services, and so on, to invade or to propagate the invasion of the United States by people who are not like us. You know, he talks in those terms very often and in very unguarded ways. It's really remarkable to hear some of the things he says. He talks not only about our culture being diluted, but he said at one point a couple of years ago that, frankly, a lot of people with no interest in adopting the American way of life other than to suck up welfare resources are coming here. He's also got other views that are quite outside the mainstream. For instance, he has described Agenda 21, which is a sustainability program pushed by the United Nations, but with no enforceable provisions whatsoever, as essentially a plot to impose socialism on the United States, to force the United States into a one-world government.
So these are strong, strong views and extreme views. And I'm wondering, Mark, what were your thoughts when you heard that James Simpson had been invited to speak at the Oakland County Business Roundtable? Again, remembering it was founded for business leaders to engage with county leaders on issues to help them prosper.
Well, it's a little shocking because this is a man who traffics in conspiracy theories, in demeaning and defamatory propaganda, and it is very difficult to imagine what he could say about business or the economy that would be of any use to anyone. You know, he prefers, other kinds of statements that he is well known for are suggestions, as he said not so long ago, that a significant portion of the homosexual agenda, quote unquote, seeks to legalize pedophilia. So I don't know what he is going to say to these business leaders, but it is difficult to imagine that they will profit in any way.
Now, Oakland County Executive Patterson issued a statement to the website WND.com basically saying Mr. Simpson was invited to speak precisely because he's provocative. This is, again, Mr. Patterson's quote. It's not about whether one agrees with him, but it's about stimulating meaningful conversation on a timely and important topic in our country.
Well, inviting the Imperial Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan also presumably could stimulate a conversation, to put it politely, but that doesn't mean that the Klan really has anything to offer in terms of public debate or dialogue. I think this idea that dialogue and talking to one another somehow makes all views kind of equally acceptable and presentable is ridiculous. There are certain people who are not invited to speak in public venues very often at all for obvious reasons, and I think that goes in this case as well.
I'm wondering, where is the line, Mark, between someone who is showing genuine concern about immigration issues in this country and security, and someone who steps over the line into the world of hate and xenophobia, where the Southern Poverty Law Center feels the need to kind of monitor and watch what they're doing. What's the criteria?
Well, I think, it's not an easy thing to say in a sentence, but, you know, I think that when a person makes statements like what immigrants are really about, coming to this country is to suck up welfare from us, or their real motive is to dilute our culture in order to destroy Western civilization, that these are people who, as Simpson said at one point, are just not nice. These are wholesale statements attacking literally billions of people, or potentially. So that's quite different than saying perhaps we need a hiatus in immigration, or we need a hiatus or a lowering of the refugee totals because our economy can't handle it, or for reasons like that. It seems to me that Simpson's whole reasoning behind really fighting refugee resettlement programs in any way are essentially a series of bigoted views and conspiracy theories about what those immigrants, those refugees, are really up to.
Mark, in the climate that we've seen throughout the presidential campaign and since Donald Trump was elected, are you seeing a rise in invitations like this for James Simpson and speakers like him, more mainstream places like this Business Roundtable?
Absolutely. You know, I think, sad to say, what Donald Trump has done in his 18-month or so campaign essentially is to normalize this kind of extremism, to normalize bigotry. This is a man who has said that all Muslims should be banned from the United States, that Mexicans are rapists and drug dealers, that black people commit an incredibly high proportion of anti-white crimes, and so on, all of which are falsehoods, but all of which have promoted these kinds of views and bigotry across the board in the United States. And we're seeing the result of that right now. In the first 10 days since the election, we at the Southern Poverty Law Center have counted 867 incidents of either hate crimes or hate incidents that didn't quite rise to the level of actual crimes. So we're going through a bad time, and people like Jim Simpson, unfortunately, really are being normalized in some sense.
And kind of jumping off from what you're saying, this is why I'm gathering you're saying the public should care about this invitation, people beyond the circle of business leaders in Oakland County, Michigan.
I think that's right. You know, what is going on is the mainstreaming of these ideas. That's what Donald Trump has done a lot of in the last year and a half, and that's what this Simpson visit will do as well. It's a normalization of claims that are not only false, entirely false and baseless, but are incredibly defamatory. So, you know, our concern is that these ideas spread through the business community and into other sections of the community as well. We are already battling quite a rise in the radical right and in radical right-wing ideology, very much including racist ideology, and this kind of thing can only make the situation worse.
Mark Potok with the Southern Poverty Law Center. Thanks for being with us on Stateside, Mark.
Thanks so much for having me.
And we reached out to the office of Oakland County Executive L. Brooks Patterson for his comment, but they did not get back to us before we went to air.